Sound of Scripps presents Episode 2 of Unholy Toledo, written by Mary Goldman and Tim House.
I was only 17 or so when I first laid eyes on Lou House beside that railroad track. At a glance, you'd swear he was the runt of the litter.
Jesus Christ, you scared me.
My name's Harold, but my friends call me Tuffy. Tuffy Lamar.
Louie House, what are you doing out here so early?
I could ask you the same.
Well, I'm waiting on a train.
You running off?
Yep.
Goodness gracious me, if somebody didn't tan your hide.
Mind your own business.
Yep, fair enough. Train's not due for another hour.
What's going on over there?
Oh, that's a hobo camp. Best to steer clear.
We got an hour to kill. Let's go check it out.
I don't know.
Aw, come on. Ain't nothing gonna bite you.
This is it.
Smells good. Something's cooking.
They're lining up for stew.
Looky here, boys. We got company.
Don't be shy, lad. Step on up. Show us what you got. Contributions, boys. Contributions. No give, no get.
Ain't got no money, sir.
If this boss ain't wet and green.
As Ivy, I'd say. These boys don't know shit from Shinola.
I ain't talking about no money.
Oh, come on. This here's a social pot, boys. Money means not here. Now, what manner of alimentation you got there in your garments?
What?
You gotta bring something to the table if you want to feed.
Geez, why didn't you say so in the first place?
You don't happen to have a gump in that sack, do you?
A gump?
A chicken. He means a chicken.
No chickens, but we got other stuff.
Ah, an apple, an egg. Good, good.
Ooh, a can of beans. I'm salivating already. I swear, what a country. Welcome to the jungle, boys. Now, take your shoes for a walk and fetch us some kindling. I saw some cans down by the creek. That'll make for a good cup.
Along with the stew, we got our first taste of the wild at that hobo campfire.
Mind if we join you?
Not at all. Vincent, make some space on the log, will you?
I'm Tuffy. This here's Louie.
Gus Fratty. And that big lunk over there, that's my brother Vincent.
Mighty good.
Those are some fine boots. Ain't they, Vincent?
Yes, they are.
You think them boys deserve them boots, Vincent?
No, sir.
They look just about our size, eh, Vince?
They sure do.
Now, we don't want no trouble, do we?
Damned if that punk didn't pull a knife on Louie.
Cough him up, succotash. Now...
And then his lunk of a brother grabbed me from behind and put a knife to my face.
Off with them boots before my brother cause a hole in your face.
Easy. Easy now. I'm just untying my shoes.
That Louie was fast as a cat.
pulled a razor from his boot and slashed that greaser right across his forehead.
Asshole.
I didn't think. I just moved. Elbowed the lunk hard in the ribs and threw my hot stew in his face.
Ow, my eyes! Ow, my eyes!
Tuffy, grab your gear. Let's get out of here.
We beat it out of that jungle just in time to see the train pulling out.
We can make it!
Louis grabbed a rail with one hand and lifted himself up. I followed suit. Hitting that boxcar floor was the sweetest thing.
Whew.
We'll get you, you sons of bitches!
See you in hell!
Ha ha! Go home to mama!
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Jesus, that was close! Christ, you're as fast as grease lightning.
You all right?
I've never been so scared in my life.
Yeah, I noticed.
I don't know about this running away business.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
You weren't scared at all?
Well, I didn't have a knife in my face. Besides, I ain't no victim.
Hey, where'd you get the razor?
I stole it from my pa.
Was that before or after he gave you the beating? I know, mind my own business.
Huh. I had enough of my old man, is all.
We hadn't met him yet, but Mary and Iris had their own reasons for heading to Toledo. Like us, they left the farm, left behind their family. Their parents were proud German immigrants.
How do I look, Martha?
Handsome and dignified, Anton.
Here, Papa, let me straighten your tie.
That's perfect, Mary.
You look like a landowner, Papa.
Our last mortgage payment, Iris. I must get going. My appointment at the bank is at 2:00.
Well now, Mr. Werner, what is it I can do for you today?
My last mortgage payment, Mr. Miller. I would like my deed now.
Now, Mr. Werner, I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
My mortgage agreement. It says right here, today is the last payment.
Mr. Werner, I don't know where you got that idea. You see, this is a rental agreement. The bank owns the land. And this is merely a lease you signed.
No. No, this is a mortgage agreement. You told me so yourself.
Oh, Mr. Werner, you are mistaken. You have somehow misunderstood the situation. Would you do me the courtesy of reading this back to me?
I can't read it.
One second, Mr. Werner.
Yes, Mr. Miller?
Miss Schofield, would you be so kind as to read this out loud?
Certainly. The landlord will rent to the tenant, and the tenant will rent from the landlord the following residential premises. 93 Concession Road, 2...
That's enough, Miss Schofield. It is quite clear, Mr. Werner,
You are not the owner. You are the renter. Now, Mr. Werner, if you don't mind, I have work to do.
I know you didn't get that name because you're tough. Maybe you ought to change your name to Scared Stiff.
Very funny.
I gotta ask, who the hell gave you the name Tuffy?
My ma. She was in labor with me for hours. I came out 13 pounds. She said I was one tough nut to crack. Called me Tuffy ever since.
I knew it had to be something like that. So what's your sob story? Why are you running off?
We had to give up the farm. I just buried my dad and my little brother.
Jesus.
The flu got him.
The Spanish flu?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. How the hell do you catch Spanish flu?
Guess some Spanish prick brought it in.
Yeah, I guess so. Spanish fucking flu. Lord.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Nearly shit my pants when we went up against those Friday boys, but hell, it was worth it. First time I hadn't thought about loss. This guy, Louis, he had guts. And I knew it takes guts to get ahead. If life wasn't going to be all fun and games with this guy, it was damn sure going to be interesting. Home and farm life were the furthest thing from interesting. All sweat and dust and boredom. I knew there just had to be more to life than that. The moment that train pulled away, that's a moment I'll never forget.
Louis.
Huh?
This is our stop. Time to ditch this cannonball.
Huh. We gotta jump before it stops, else the bulls will catch us.
Bulls?
Railway cops.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't worry, Louis. I'll go first. Give me 2 seconds, then jump. You grab your bag.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
You've been listening to Episode 2 of Unholy Toledo, written by Mary Goldman and Tim House. Produced by Nicole Yasmin. Music provided by Andy Slatter, Dan Leibovitz, and the 126ers. This has been a Sound of Scripts production. To learn more about Sound of Scripts, please visit soundofscripts.com.